Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Sorry for the slight delay in the live stream there. Just a minor technical hiccup on our end there. But we're up, we're here, which is good because I got an important show for you today because I'm wondering, I'm genuinely concerned when the public, when I say the public, I mean the useful idiot class. I don't mean the lib activists and the commies. I mean the public who just plays along. They're like whistling past the graveyard like nothing's happening to our collapsing society. When are they going to get a grip and get a grasp around the fact that there is a good and a bad in this, and the evil side of this are targeting the kids? They're going after your kids. I ask this question for a simple reason. You know, politics and all that other crap used to go out the window when it came to things like people's kids, right? You don't really care about politics if someone's messing with your kid. Yet, you know what's really scary? We got a sniffer in the White House. We got a bunch of groomers out there. We've got a group of people shaking their junk, dressed up as women in front of kids out there. And yet, liberal parents not only don't seem to care about the damage, they seem to embrace it. I'm like, am I missing something? And the latest story, a friend of mine, you all know, Jason Rantz, you've probably seen him on Fox News, sent me this morning, made me think, folks, we're getting to the point now where if you're just sitting there watching the match inside the ring and you're sitting there just kind of a bystander, it's time for you to get in the ring in the political fight. It really is. Let's get to a busy show today. Most Americans are feeling the effects of inflation, filling up your car, grocery shopping, everything's more expensive. And most of you are paying these bills with a credit card. Consumer debt rose over $1 trillion in the last year. This is the biggest increase in 20 years. If you're a homeowner, there's a way out. You got to call American Financing. They can put together a plan to pay off that high interest credit card debt and create meaningful savings for you every month. They're saving people just like you up to $1,000 a month. And closing is, you can close in as fast as 10 days. Don't wait. Get yourself into a better position. Call their salary-based mortgage consultants today and get your no-cost, no-obligation savings review. You heard that correctly. It costs nothing to get started. If you start today, you could delay two mortgage payments, giving you greater savings upfront. It's 888-994-7660. 888-994-7660 for American Financing. You want to go to their website? You could do that too. It's AmericanFinancing.net, not .com. AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 22334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. All right, very busy Tuesday. Joseph, let's go.
Kissing cutesy time. Goodbye.
Oh, it's over. Yes, yes. Cutesy time. You want to play cutesy time? Wrong freaking show. Got to go to another show.
Wrong
Not
place.
The cutesy time show. Folks, when it came to kids, there was kind of a consensus opinion, right? A consensus opinion that you just don't mess with kids. I can prove it to you. This is how consensus the opinion was. Even really, really bad people, evil people, a lot of them didn't mess with the kids. What do you mean, Dan? You know, when you work as a police officer, you see a lot of things. And the one thing you don't want to be in a prison, in a long-term prison where people are there for a while, is you do not want to be there accused of committing a crime against a kid.
No.
Child abuse, sexual abuse.
Yeah, no.
Dude, you probably know some CEOs, corrections
yes.
officers, and police officers yourself. They're even, right, Joe? Even the bad guys want to kick your ass.
Yep.
They will kill you. They will kill you.
Yeah.
You have a very real risk of getting your ass kicked in prison because even really bad dudes, murderers, home invaders, burglars, car thieves, even they're like, that guy's a scumbag. They hate them.
Kill you or worse.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Or worse. And believe me, this is way too family friendly a show, even where we are, to talk about the or worse. So I'm sitting there putting together the show this morning because a friend sent me, Jason Rantz sent me this story. There's something going on out of Washington State, which is, it's so hard. It's like, I said to myself, there's so many people sitting there just watching the political boxing match. And they're like, you know, everything's good. Everything's good. And they don't want to get in the ring and they don't want to take on that kind of, they don't want to train. They don't want to get into this political fight themselves. What is it going to take? Like, how many of these stories about kids are we going to have to hear before people are like, okay, this is really bad. It's not just that the left doesn't care about hurting your kids. It's that they're openly advocating to hurt them and worse. It's crazy. Here's just a couple of stories about what I'm talking about to hopefully grab some of your liberal friends and pull them out of this insanity bubble they're stuck in. Listen to our education secretary, an absolute tool, Cardonis. So school choice is a very simple thing. It is not a hard concept to understand. Do not let your D-bag liberal friends convince you school choice is anything other than choosing where your kids go to school. Joe, that's why it's called school choice. I know that's a shock.
Yeah.
Choose where your kids go to school. Now, there's no legitimate argument against this thing. None. All of your tax dollars pay for the schools. You should pick where your kids go because you pay for it. And you pay a lot. Upwards in some places of $15,000 per kid. So you should pick because it's your money and it's your kid and it's your school. Money, kid, school. So you own all of them. Here's Cardonis, D-bag. Here he is. He's like, you know what? We need to call out these school choices because this is what they are. Because they hate your kids. And the idea that they would get an education and not be a government lackey, you know, because they don't want an education. They want a dumb population, so you'll all be suckling off the government teat. I know, we're coming out a little hot today, but it's okay. They hate that. They want your kids dumb and stupid permanently. Here, take a listen.
What we're doing is, number one, calling out the hypocrisy, calling out what we believe is the strategy to try to disrupt public schools so that a private school sounds better, and we want to provide vouchers for that.
The private school only sounds better if it's better. Private school sounds better. Why would it sound better? Because it's better? Folks, these people hate your kids. If that sounds like too strong a word, I'm sorry. Again, you may be listening to the wrong show. Because we're done with the cutesy time. It's new rules time. It's not old rules time. I'm done with the old rules. Here's a story I was talking about that set me on fire this morning. I was putting a show together. I was going to do something different. But this one got me going. So Jason Rand sent me a message this morning. He's like, hey, Dan, you got to check this story out. He said, we're on his radio station over there, KTTH in Seattle. Rants, radical Washington trans youth law legalizes state-sanctioned kidnapping. I'm like, I don't know. State-sanctioned kidnapping and all. Maybe that's a little bit too much of a headline. No, it's not. Senate Bill 5599, sponsored by some lunatic in Everett, Washington, permits shelters and host homes, get a load of this one, to provide housing for runaway minors. Okay, hold on, stay there. Stand fast for a second. You guys run away when you were kids? I ran away like 10 times. Maybe. I used to go stay at my aunt's house.
Couple
you know
hours.
Why my mother didn't bother me? Yeah, you know, every kid does it. I'm running away. I'm out of here. You know what? My aunt lived right down the block. So my aunt would just call my mom and go, Dan's here. So my mom would just let me do my thing and I'd come back the next morning. We all run away, right? Imagine running away to a, quote, host home or a shelter. And then you find out that there's a new law. That the current law requires parental notification of the whereabouts of runaway children. Sounds like a good idea, right? Your kids ran away. Hey, Mr. Smith, your kid's here. But this new law would consider merely seeking so-called gender-affirming care a, quote, compelling reason not to notify the parents of the child's whereabouts. Wait. Time out. You're like, wow, that sounds really horrible. So my kid, you know, in a moment of anger may run away. And if the kid's seeking gender-affirming care, the parent, they don't have to tell the parent. They can basically squirrel the kid away and hide them. Oh, yes. But it gets better. In this case, I mean worse. Under the state's care, the child can undergo surgical interventions like a mastectomy and facial feminization with no parental consent. It just passed the House, Joe, in a party line vote. And now heads back to the Senate, where it's expected to pass.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Time out here because you, my partner here for a very long time. You are still stuck in a blue hellhole state, which I hope you're going to get out of soon. Maybe when we open up this new studio.
No.
That'd be great. Good to see you down here.
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling you all, ladies and gentlemen, get the out of these blue states. I'm telling you, I ran in blue states. I wrote a piece thinking that this fight in the blue state, I was wrong. I'm going to tell you that it was worth it. You cannot win in these blue states in the short term. There may be a long term, turn on things when things get bad enough, as I say all the time. But why would you want to suffer through the bad enough when you can make a difference to make things better in other states? And plus, why would you want to take the chance with your kids? These people hate your kids. What kind of lunatics do you have to be to pass a law that says if a kid runs away from home and wants to cut their breasts off, we will do that and not tell the parents? That's insane. If someone came to you, Gee, as you were pulling up today and said, hey, roll down the window. Hey, I'm looking for some kids to take that are confused. I want to sexually mutilate them. You call the cops. This is going to be the law in Washington. Legalize state kidnapping and body mutilation with no notification to parents at all. Tell me again how this isn't a good versus evil fight and it's just a little political tinker around the edges. Get the hell out of these places as soon as you can. The sooner you get out of there, the sooner the collapse of their outrageous, tyrannical, immoral, unethical, evil governing systems, the quicker they'll collapse and the people there will have to realize they made a catastrophic mistake. And if they don't and it never changes, it still proves my point that you shouldn't put yourself through it either. Either it's never going to change, you're going to suffer endlessly, and it was never worth fighting for. Or the fight is going to go on and going to go on and going to go on, and you're going to save them from themselves until the day of reckoning when they realize their governing system's broken. Ladies and gentlemen, either way, you lose. Get out as soon as you can. The stories get worse, folks. This is just today. This is just today. This is just this morning as I was preparing for the show. I had another topic in mind. And then Rand sent me this piece. I'm like, I cannot believe what's happening with the kids. Where are these liberal parents with the kids? The UN says minors can consent to sex. What? These are all in my newsletter today. Read these articles yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read them yourself. Bongino.com/newsletter. Washington Free Beacon, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law, the UN says. The UN. Imagine taking the UN. He wants to know, Joe, why we would be taking the UN seriously. We don't, but crazy people in Washington state and other blue state liberals not only take them seriously, they worship the UN. They chant in front of them. Like they're on the Mount Olympus of gods. They love these idiots. They do. They love these globalist organizations. They think they're fantastic. The WHO. They think these people are going to solve all their problems. Again, it's not just that they don't like your kids. It's that they hate your kids. Your kids are a pawn to them. Mutilate their bodies, sexually indoctrinate them, essentially kidnap them and don't tell the parents. Tell them. Now, I just one thing about this, I got to slow down because you can tell these topics get me a little too aggravated. And okay.
These things are overwhelming. I'm sorry. Two stories are just freaking overwhelming, dude.
Well, the Free Beacon story. I want everyone to understand. I don't claim to be, a modern day Freud or Carl Jung, but psychology was my thing. I actually liked the topic and went back and studied it, and it great, whatever, who cares? But I know a little bit about it. And what I think we all understand by instinct, if not by education, is that children and kids are completely incapable, incapable at a young age of understanding the emotional and physical complexities of a sexual relationship. We all know that by instinct, sane people. We all know that. But that hasn't stopped the left from constantly pushing farther and farther to normalize sexual activity with kids. I got to tell you, I knew we were going down that slippery slope a long time ago. I really did. But I never thought we'd get to the bottom as fast as we did. I just didn't. Folks, they hate your kids. Here, New York Times. As migrant children were put to work, the U.S. ignored warnings. The White House and federal agencies were repeatedly alerted to signs of children at risk. The warnings were ignored or missed. I thought the Democrats, the party of tolerance and love and coexistence. We love the kids. Remember Joe Hillary's book? It takes a village. Apparently, it takes a village to do a lot of things. And some of the things the liberals are thinking about, hey, pretty, you don't have communism without the kids. The point of sexualizing young kids, by the way, I want to just be clear. There's two reasons for this. Number one, there's just some genuine pervs in the Democrat Party. That's not party specific. There are just sick people out there who have some disgusting desire to do bad things to kids. Okay, that's not a party thing. So, but some of the people on the Democrat Party know they can find a home there and they won't be called out. Does that make sense? But there's a second reason for this that is as evil as the first. Some of them have no sexual desire for kids or anything like that. They understand that sexual identity politics is a way to divide them from their parents. And the only way to attach them to the state, as the communists have understood from the beginning, is to divide them from the parents and God. And if they can't do it by race, then they're damn well going to do it by sex. That's the reason. Don't ever forget that. The why matters. The why matters. All right, again, sorry for the delay. Let me get to my first sponsor. On the other side is someone sent me something very interesting about the Nashville attack, the transgender attacker in Nashville from counterterrorism.org. And it shows, ladies and gentlemen, what can happen when this alienation is incomplete. This stuff is going to get worse as we continue to use our kids as political pawns in this destructive game of trying to rot America from the inside out. Stay tuned. This is a really kind of shocking article. Some details in there I hadn't heard before about malls and things like that. Folks, if you own a small business, you know the value of time. Innovation Refunds knows too. That's why they made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information, but don't let this opportunity pass you by because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. How do you get it? Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good to have you guys. GetRefunds.com. Appreciate it. Okay. So what happens when the alienation is complete? Well, we're seeing what happens. We're seeing a generation of kids, suicidal ideation, homicidal ideation. You know, it's fascinating. They had this crime hearing up in New York yesterday, and the libs were making this point that, well, you know, it's not just in Democrat areas. We're seeing it in Republican areas too. Here's the homicide rate in a certain place in Alabama they put out there, whatever it may be. And I say to them, okay, fair enough. I'm like you guys. I don't dispute statistics, but I don't think you're making the point you think you're making.
Huh, yeah.
So this is not it. You know, when Joe grew up and I grew up, folks, school shootings were, thank the Lord, and I'm not using his name in vain, what wasn't even a thing you thought about. It wasn't even like, my gosh, I'm going to go to school and someone's going to shoot up the school. Like, that was insane. I remember a kid came to school with an M80 one time, the firecracker. The kid got expelled. That was the end of the kid. And he was like right around the 4th of July. Nobody thought about this. So something changed in the culture that is being driven by the left. It's this division from community, from church, from parents, this obsession with government benefits over parenting. So you're not making the point you think you make. Listen, kids are upset and are killing each other all around the country. Yes. And that's rising with the explosive growth of a liberal-dominated media and culture separating them from the parents. You're not making the point you think you're making, you idiots. Yes, it can even happen in Nashville. It can happen in the most Republican places in the country. Look at this. This is in my newsletter today. I encourage you to read it. It's from the Counterterrorism Group. I think the website's counterterrorismgroup.com. It's called The Behavioral Threat Assessment of Audrey Elizabeth Hale. This is regarding the Nashville attack in the Christian school. POI means person of interest. There's a couple things I want to highlight here before I move on. Number one, the Secret Service did an exhaustive study of school shooting incidents. And folks, almost all of them, the overwhelming majority, there were a number of pre-attack indicators. Now, pre-attack indicators don't mean every single person is going to be involved in a school shooting, but it means in conjunction with other things, this behavior is highly suspicious and you should probably keep an eye out. So, Hale, they note in this piece, received handgun training in April and May of 2022, very likely suggesting that she started planning the attack a year ago. Again, handgun training in and of itself isn't anything suspicious at all. Millions of people go through that. But you've got a transgender kid, confused, upset at the parents, divided from the parents. The parents are religious. She went to the school. Combine that with these other things. The person of interest, Hale, the shooter, conducted surveillance of the school before the attack and assessed potential entry points. According to the evidence, Hale targeted the Christian Covenant School but did not list specific individuals to be targeted as shots were fired indiscriminately. Hale's manifesto details other targets, including a nearby mall and certain family members too. These targets were ultimately dismissed due to the high security level. I don't know if the family members had firearms, if the mall had firearms and a security representative there or the police presence, but again, there are a couple things here you need to take away. Number one, pre-attack behaviors are almost always there. You just have to know what to look for. And second, security matters. Security matters. They can tell you all they want. Oh, we don't need to be introducing more guns into school or any of this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nonsense. You can never prove a counterfactual. In this case, because there's a manifesto, we have a decent idea that she bypassed places that had security. Most of these people don't leave a manifesto behind. They'll just go and shoot a place up. The point is you can't prove that they wouldn't have shot up another place because they're dead. When I can guarantee you, the overwhelming majority of the time, they bypass the harder target for a softer one. This is in the newsletter today. Send it around. Everybody in your school and your kids' school should be reading this. There's an exhaustive amount of research into this. I'm just giving you some quick takeaways from this. Pre-attack indicators. Folks, couple takeaways from this. A couple takeaways. I always like to give you some deliverables. Number one, you have got to get out of these deep blue states. You don't have to get out of purple states. You don't have to get out of even light blue states. They may be savable, right? Even places like Colorado, I think, are savable. I think there'll be a renaissance there. But deep blue states, Illinois, Maryland, Washington, going to hell. Folks, California, it's time to get out. It's time to get out. You eventually have to cut your losses. You are more helpful in purple states and swing states. Homeschool your kids if you can. If not, get them in a decent religious school, a Catholic school, a school that has your values. Get in a good charter. There's a number of great options here in Florida. And finally, talk to your kids, folks. These pre-attack indicators are there almost every time. You just got to talk to your kids and listen and you'll see them. The kids, man. Can't have communism without the kids. All right, moving on to my next story. Folks, no more talk here. We opened up the show. This story is related to the first, although in a kind of a different vein, but it's along the new rules vein. It's the new rules time. But now in effect, there's no more talk. There's no more talk. Cutesy time's over. I'm not interested in cutesy time. We're not interested in sending any more messages. No more John McCain thumbs down for Obamacare because I'm trying to set an example so we can go back to regular order. The Democrats don't care about example. Their example is the double-barreled family friendly, okay? They don't care. They don't care. You fight political fire with fire, okay? You don't fight it with bubbles. Here's what I mean. A couple stories along this line. Washington Times. Democrats find themselves in a real pickle right now. Dianne Feinstein, who's 89 years old, decided ridiculously, she's a Senate Democrat from California, she decided to run for re-election. I didn't decide, Joe. Wasn't her consultant. He didn't decide, Joe. Do you have anything to do with that?
No, nothing.
No, they didn't call you. Okay. Why? Because Joe's a conservative. They don't really care about Joe. They didn't call me either. The Democrats decided it'd be a good idea to have a late 80-year-old woman who is clearly suffering physically, and I wish her the best. I don't wish any ill health on anyone. I think that goes without saying. However, this is politics. You decided to run, not me. Now, I'm a broken down 48-year-old guy, Armacost. If I go and try out for the NFL, then on the first touchback, some guy explodes into me doing a Goldberg-like spear, fractures my ribs, ooh, and breaks my back, and I'm paralyzed. Is it his fault or mine? It's my fault because I was too stupid to not realize that's not for me. The fact that the Democrats push Feinstein into running again, and now she's in the Senate, and she's ill, again, wish her the best, that's the Democrats' problem. That's not our problem. So what's going on? You can read the story for the details, but Senator Feinstein's on the Judiciary Committee. You know, where they appoint judges and stuff, confirm them, I should say, precision matters. Well, the problem now is you need a majority to get them out of the committee. And with Feinstein being ill and unable to sit on the committee, the breakdown is 10-10. Now, Joe, with a 10-10 breakdown, 10 Democrats or 10 Republicans,
yeah,
you would need one Republican defection for a majority, correct? Man, 10.
That's it.
And 10.
Yeah,
the math checks. Gee, does the math check out there? Math checks. He's doing a calculator. Math checks out. He's like the Spock of the show in case me and Joe get it wrong. Okay. So they got a problem with Feinstein out. They can't push these people out of committee. So the Democrats came to the Republicans and they wanted the old rules back, the McCain rules. You know what the rules they wanted back, fellas? They said, guys, you know, I think on a voice vote, you should let us replace Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee. A voice vote, meaning they would need on the House floor, 60, they would need, so they need about 10 Republicans, to agree with them on the House floor to replace Feinstein. Now, under the old John McCain rules, where everybody was playing cutesy time, even though the Democrats are punching you in the freaking face with brass knuckles, the Republicans probably would have said, okay, you know, you guys will pay us back the favor later, right? To their credit, knock on wood to this point, the Republicans said, nah, we're not going to do that, but thanks. Senate Republicans say they'll reject plan for Feinstein's substitute. Good. Wish her the best. Hope her health works out. She's lived a long life, but she chose to run. We didn't make her run. Democrats thought that was a good idea. Now you can deal with the consequences from it. It's interesting how some of them are pushing Feinstein to step aside too, but they're not pushing Biden, who is, I'd argue, probably more cognitively impaired than Feinstein. The Democrats also pushed this guy to run too. You got the Fetterman video? I sent that to you, right? Here's a video of John Fetterman, another guy cognitively compromised. They push him to run in Pennsylvania. Not me. Not me. They could have elected Connor Lamb in the primary. Another Democrat. Don't particularly like the guy, but there's no question about his cognitive abilities or his smarts. He's a diehard liberal. He pretends to be a moderate. But you could have had Connor Lamb. Instead, you wanted the cool guy in the Carhartt jacket. So now the guy shows up yesterday, Fetterman. Did you see this? He made it back on the hill. Look how he shows up. Check this out.
How you doing, Senator?
Welcome back, Senator.
Back, Senator.
Senator.
How are you feeling, Senator?
Senator, are you confident you could serve your full 6 years?
Great to be back.
I mean, what is that? What is that? Listen, I'm not a big dress code guy. I think you get that. But even me on Fox, I put a jacket on. And, you know, when I was interviewing Donald Trump, I don't like ties. I never wear ties ever. I mean, ever outside of like a funeral, right? And there's a reason for it. My elbows don't work. It's hard for me to put a tie on. If no one's around, I actually can't get the tie on. I can't get the tie physically on. It's not because I'm trying to be like some style maven. So I started wearing flat colored t-shirts and a jacket because it's physically all I can do. Folks, if you're listening on audio only, he's in some raggedy gym shorts, some crappy gym sneakers, and like a Carhartt sweater up in the Senate. Like he's going into a Parcheesi game to have a couple of liberal Bud Lights with his buddies on a Friday night. Joe, you did the morning show for years at CBM.
Yeah.
That crew got in there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. They at least had some pants on.
Look better.
And a couple of them wearing a collared shirts once. I mean, Tom Maher always came in looking spiffy, man.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. And some pride. Some personal pride. This is who you want? Don't save them. There's a couple more fights coming up. They're not set. So new rules. Do not save them on Fetterman and do not save them on Feinstein. They picked this debacle. They can fix it. A couple more things that are coming up. No saving them on either. New rules. First, folks, ladies and gentlemen, sure you can go to Brazil or Colombia and get some crazy stuff done to your face, but why on earth would you do that? Here's a real review from Genucel.com. Claire said, I absolutely love Genucel. My skin feels so good, tighter and younger with a more even tone. I've only used it for a week. My advice to everyone, take a before picture. But Jim makes a more exciting point. He writes, my wife loves it. Ever since I purchased it for her, things have gotten much more interesting after dark. Enough said. Jim's going to get lucky, man, with Genucel.
Oh, good.
It's Jim. Can you book him for a guest segment? We need to talk to Jim. It's true, because nothing works like Genucel. It's a family recipe for over 20 years, made by a compounding pharmacist in small batches, always cruelty-free and natural. Right now, go to Genucel.com/Dan. Save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package, featuring their ultra retinol and dark spot corrector. Don't wait. Go to Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. All orders upgraded to free shipping. Every subscription order includes a complimentary spring spa box with 3 spa essentials, also free for a limited time. Visit now. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. That's Genucel. Genucel.com/Dan. Jimbo, good luck, buddy. You're going to have a good week. He's looking for him now. He's going to have a good weekend. Yeah, Jim's going to have a good weekend out there. So they picked Fetterman. They picked Feinstein. No more John McCain. Thumbs down. We're going to bring back regular order. Show the Washington Post how nice we are as Republicans. No. I don't really care what the Washington Post thinks. Matter of fact, we should show the Washington Post we're acting like actual Republicans. How does that sound for once? Remember my golden rule. Most Republicans on Capitol Hill are really Democrats. However, no Democrats on Capitol Hill are really Republicans. Don't forget that rule and you will never be disappointed. Folks, there's 3 more fights that we're going to do new rules on the debt ceiling. Do not capitulate. McCarthy's been standing strong. Do not dare vote in the House, in the Republican-controlled House, to raise that debt ceiling without significant concessions from the Biden administration. Don't do it. If Biden wants to shut down the government, McCarthy will get him a budget. The House is the power of the purse. They will get him a budget. If Biden doesn't sign it and wants to shut the government down, that's on Biden. I don't care what the media writes. Stand up. Show some moots nuts and do the right thing. Do not cave on the debt ceiling. Listen to me. Do not cave on the debt ceiling. I don't know if you care about this show and the Republican swamp or not, but I'm telling you right now, anybody who caves on this thing, we will be exposed. I will make it my life's mission to expose you guys. Do not cave on the debt ceiling. We have an opportunity right now to get a lid on our impending national bankruptcy. Thanks for everyone who joined the live chat, by the way. I really appreciate it. Sorry we were a little bit late listening to some of you there. So some of the comments are just classic. I love it. The second issue, do not cave on new rules. Hunter Biden. I'll get to that in a second. Double down. Yeah, the media wants you, the Republicans are wasting a lot of time. They could be focused on other things. No, there's a committee dedicated to this. There's other committees dedicated to other stuff. Third, the DA problem. Keep the heat on these DAs. Do not let Twinkies up in New York scare you with frivolous lawsuits. Keep the heat on these DAs. If they're using federal money for political prosecutions, then keep the subpoenas coming. No caving. We got stories like this that burst last night too. 6 additional Biden family members may have benefited from Hunter's business dealings. Folks, they've got a real problem here. Keep this story up for me for a second. The Democrats' party line on this is that these are just unsubstantiated rumors. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm going to tell you this. Here's the key, and don't forget this, for your liberal friends. Oh, that's just a rumor. Hey, shut your pie hole, D-bags. This is not a rumor. They're actual bank records. They're right there in the story. The committee was given access to SARS. That's not a respiratory virus. Well, it is, but not in this case. Suspicious activity reports. Folks, banks have to file these as a matter of law. They were filing them based on some of the Biden family's business records, meaning they were doing something in banks that elicited these reports being filed. These are real records. This isn't an unsubstantiated rumor. Nobody wants to fill out a suspicious activity report in a bank on their own customer. Think about that. There is something going on here. Do not, under any circumstances, let up. All right. So Elon was on Tucker last night, and this interview was really explosive. Folks, this subject of AI, you know, in a way, the news cycle in the last couple of weeks has not been the greatest, but I think this is actually a good thing because it's allowed us to focus on a couple of things that really matter. Number one, we really needed to isolate a target that screwed itself over, and Bud Light was the perfect story to do that. But second, this AI story, ever since we started covering it last week, that time thing, do you notice an explosion of coverage everywhere on this? Folks, this is a real threat. If AI were to pump some malicious program using its advanced intelligence into every iPhone and Android phone in America to monitor your phone and send the results to your neighbors and friends, there'd be societal chaos tomorrow morning. Is Google taking AI seriously? Elon doesn't seem to think so. You know what? Let me get to my last sponsor. We'll do that. We're running a little late today, so I'm sorry. This is a great company, WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. This is my actual We The People holster for my Glock 43. If you've ever carried concealed for any length of time, you know it can get really uncomfortable, even with the smallest gun. A lot of gun owners try to find the perfect holster to keep their guns at their sides without ever realizing the cheap department store belt is probably the issue. Get a gun belt from We The People Holsters. They're designed to eliminate your discomfort, keep you and your weapons safe at all times. Each one of their tactical gun belts are made to be comfortable, well-fitting, secure, and easy to access. Choose from their tactical gun belt line with their proprietary Talon buckle. Their buckles, Falcon belt, Raven, and Slimline belt, or their Independence gun belt made from premium full-grain leather. The best gun belts in the business here. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan and get 25% off your gun belt with the promo code Dan25. While you're there, pick up one of their awesome patriotic t-shirts. I have a closet full of them. You see me wearing them all the time. I had the We The People one on last week. Again, awesome holsters. This is my actual holster right there. That's WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Promo code Dan25. That's Dan25. Check them out. So Elon was on Tucker last night. Part one, part two of their interviews tonight. And Elon started talking about some conversations he was having with Google about AI. Folks, this is one of the most disturbing answers I think I've ever heard. How one of the most powerful companies in the history of planet Earth, a $1 trillion company, Google, how Google right now, some of the people involved who were involved early on and probably filtered down to the company are talking about creating some kind of digital god, small g. This is crazy. Take a listen.
The reason OpenAI exists at all is that Larry Page and I used to be close friends, and I would stay at his house in Palo Alto, and I would talk to him late into the night about AI safety. And at least my perception was that Larry was not taking AI safety seriously enough.
What did he say about it?
He really seemed to be one sort of digital super intelligence, basically digital god, if you will, as soon as possible.
He wanted that?
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years that the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, artificial general intelligence, or artificial superintelligence. You know, I agree with him that there's great potential for good, but there's also potential for bad. And so if you've got some radical new technology, you want to try to take a set of actions that maximize probably it will do good and minimize probably it will do bad things.
Yes.
It can't just be helpful leather. Let's just go, you know, barreling forward and, you know, hope for the best. And then at one point, I said, well, what about, you know, we're going to make sure humanity's okay here. and then he called me a speciesist.
Folks, you realize some of these people Elon's talking to would love nothing more than to have human beings subordinated to an artificial digital intelligence. They would love nothing more. You understand how frightening that is? Imagine the ability of an artificial digital intelligence to give every human being, say, a score, 0 to 100. And depending on that score, based on how it analyzes your political leanings, where you buy your groceries, if you volunteered enough hours, if you cross in the crosswalk, if you jaywalk, what the speed of your car is through the computer it's connected to, because everything will be interconnected in Web 7.0, whatever it is. Imagine you get that score and the computer tells you with that score what you can and can't do. A score of 70, no kidney transplant for you. You're not worth it. A score of 95, oh yeah, you'll get the antibiotics. Imagine that. You don't have to imagine. It's here right now. No, it is. Listen to this. This is from one of the major network news channels. It's a report on the social credit scoring system in China. Pay very, very close attention to this clip. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already here. The Chinese Communist Party, listen about, I don't know, 30 seconds in or so, they talk about how artificial intelligence is being used to grade every single citizen in China. And there's certain things you can get or not get, jobs, healthcare, whatever, depending on your score. It's already here. Check this out.
It's called the social credit system, and in one version now being tested, a person's reputation is scored on a scale of 350 to 950. And how you, with a good score of 752, is okay with it. In fact, most people are.
It's a mechanism like pushes you to become a better citizen.
It's big data meets big brother, expanding how the government monitors, understands, and ultimately controls its 1.4 billion citizens. Thanks to advances in artificial intelligence and facial recognition, and a web of more than 200 million surveillance cameras.
Are people bothered by privacy concerns?
We think a lot of cameras keep the safety. It's really good. We can accept it.
Companies are experimenting with the algorithms to help the government create the new national social credit system. The government also has pilot projects. In one, citizens are required to do hours of unpaid work to get benefits, and scores are docked for things like littering, a messy yard, gossip, even jaywalking. Video of offenders is shown on the local news. And information collectors like Zhou Aini are paid to report on their neighbors. Her quota, 10 entries a month. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. A good deed, she says. Good social credit gets rewarded with perks like cheap loans and travel deals. But a bad score means public shame and worse.
Chinese Communist Party is working on a pilot project. You guys catch that? For unpaid work? That's got a name, folks. Unpaid work. And if the algorithm, i.e. the AI, doesn't like the amount of unpaid work you've done, you get a lower social score, therefore you can't get access to loans. What do you mean, like to buy a house or a car or something like that? You know, we joke a lot on the show because we tend to use humor and sarcasm to take the edge off what is an edgy show sometimes. I get that. But this isn't funny. We're really at a conspiracy theory. Everything we were told was some crazed conspiracy theory on this show has materialized and come true. It's no longer theoretical. It's a conspiracy, but it's not theoretical. We've been warning you about this social credit scoring system. And now in conjunction with the growth in AI that makes this make this more powerful. Most people outside of my audience and conservatives that watch, you know, Fox and Newsmax and elsewhere, ignored the story. Now you're going to see what happens. It's here. It's only a matter of time before the government abuses it. All right, let's move on. I got a couple of political stories to go to. 2024, the race is heating up. Obviously, the race for the presidency is going to be a very big deal. Probably the most important presidential election of our lifetime. We are dealing with a lot. I know I said that last time. It's because I meant it last time, and it was true last time, and it's true this time too. But there's a lot of buzz about a potential VP pick. For Donald Trump, I mean, there's not really a lot of talk yet about who DeSantis would pick because he's not formally in and everybody's still all over, you know, 99% sure he's going to get in. There's still kind of one percenters out there like, maybe he'll bail at the last minute. But there's a good Daily Caller piece here. Trump world abuzz about a potential VP pick and the qualities Trump is looking for. They throw a few names out there. We'll go through each one, kind of some positives, maybe some negatives to kind of, and I don't mean negatives in a negative way. I just mean everyone has. I mean, if he would have picked me, positives, right? The Dan Bongino audience would be ferociously loyal. The negatives, liberals really hate my guts and probably a lot of independents too. I'm not sure, you know, on the negative side, you know, that would, they overwhelm the positives. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's got a positive and a negative. So the president hasn't said anything yet, President Trump, but some of the names include Marjorie Taylor Greene, who'd be an interesting pick, unquestionably has some fiery support amongst the base. But again, liberals and Democrats, she drives them crazy, which I'm not sure is such a bad thing. But we got to see the independent appeal too. Nobody really votes for VP though, having said that. So who knows? Elise Stefanik of New York's been loyal to him from the start. Downside to Elise Stefanik, upside again, it probably appeals to some moderate women. I don't know if that's going to make a difference or not. Again, nobody really votes for VP, but I'm trying to give it, you know, give you a decent analysis of the situation. A lot of conservatives, not a huge fan of Stefanik's voting record. Nikki Haley's name got mentioned. Positives, big name ID. A lot of, again, donors seem to like her. Downside, some people see her as a bit of an opportunist. Just putting out there what's going out there in the field, right? Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas. Now, she could be a really interesting pick. I got to be candid with you. I don't see a lot of downside to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Again, the liberals hate her doesn't mean anything. It's kind of like Marjorie Taylor Greene. They hate her too because they're not going to vote for Trump anyway, so it's irrelevant. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders, big name ID from her time as press secretary, definitely carries some oomph with the donor class and the base too. So she could be an interesting pick. And Kristi Noem of South Dakota is another name on the list. I'll get to Carrie Lake in a second, but Noem, I don't, the vote on the transgender thing, I know she's kind of flipped the script, could be a negative. Positive, has done a lot of decent conservative stuff, was pretty good on the lockdown. We'll see about that. Finally, Carrie Lake, positives, dynamic public speaker, takes it to the press, left hates the press. The Republicans, conservatives can't stand the press. Downsides, the Arizona thing. Regardless of how fishy that thing was, people are going to be like, well, she's not in there now. She's not in the governor's seat, so she couldn't even carry Arizona. I'm just telling you, it's what they're going to say. I'm not telling you it's my opinion. I'm just trying to give you a full spectrum analysis of what's going on. So we'll continue to follow that. That's obviously going to be important. A couple more stories I want to get to because this is the guy we got to beat. This is why the VP pick is so important. We have got to beat Biden. He is an absolute clown. He is totally cognitively impaired. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason only somewhere close to 30% of Americans think the economic situation is good right now, 70%, 60 plus percent think it sucks, is because it does. The Wall Street Journal has a piece out. The piece is about your earnings. Folks, your earnings have gone down. Here's a chart. Liberals, this is called numbers, okay? These are called numbers here. Average weekly earnings of private production and non-supervisory employees measured in standard $82, $84 from March 2013 to March 2023. I want you to notice something about this chart. If you're listening at home, I'll give you a hint. It peaks out at $338.57, meaning you were making the most in when? Well, look at the chart. You'll see it peaks out right between 2020 and 2021 with its absolute peak in around January of 2021. What happened in January of 2021, fellas? What was that day? Oh, that was the last month of Trump. That's so weird. That's so weird. That's so strange. That's really crazy how Trump left office. And then look, if you could, thank you. Are you highlighting that in live time? You could do that? Look at this guy. Only in my prompt. Oh, you can't see that at home? He's like highlighting stuff. Look at, you see how it goes down after that peak? That's the Joe Biden years.
Yeah.
To the trough we're in now. Joe, is that chart, is that hard to read? It's not, right? It's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, I'm just checking. This is why people think the economy sucks. You know why, Joe? Because it does. They describe it in the journal piece that it peaked out at $338.57, which is in January of 2021, the last month of the Trump presidency. That's why. Now, if you're a lefty, you're going, I believe it. I love it. Well, it's from the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Yeah. The government entity. The government's lying now? I thought you loved the government. The government's lying. So strange. All right. A couple more things I want to get to here. We're never going to beat anyone in Washington, D.C., Biden or otherwise, if we don't get jokers like this out of the party. This is just a mess. This Nancy Mace has become an embarrassment. She has these great moments where she shows huge potential and will continue to highlight it going forward. And then she humiliates the party over and over with this endless pandering towards the pro-baby death crowd. Listen, Nancy, sometimes it's just better to shut your mouth. You don't have to open your mouth and discredit people who are trying to defend human life all the time. You really don't. Here's Nancy Mace on a weekend show with Shannon Bream, again, defending the pro-abortion crowd. This is just inexcusable nonsense. I heard this same exact argument about immigration. We just shut up about immigration. We win elections. Here's Nancy Mace again defending the pro-abortion crowd. Check this out.
I represent a purple district. I talked to a voter the other day, and she left the Republican Party over this issue. She's an independent voter. She's pro-choice. Her gestational limits, for example, are at 14 weeks. I'm a pro-life legislator. I'm at 15 to 20 weeks. And so there's a lot of middle ground. I think it's important in how we talk about these issues and offer solutions. We've got 14 counties in South Carolina that don't have a single OBGYN doctor. So if we're going to ban abortion, what are we doing to make sure women have access to birth control? What are we doing about how do we improve adoption services in our country? What about the kids that are not wanted? What about our foster care system? What about getting nurses that can treat women who need, you know, OBGYN care in those rural areas? What are we doing about getting birth control over the counter at pharmacies? There are a lot of things that we can do to protect life and not alienate the independent voter.
You know, I'm telling you, I heard the exact same stupid arguments after Mitt Romney lost to Obama about immigration. Stop talking about immigration, man. The independents don't like it. And then Trump comes in and runs on immigration, ironically, and winds up winning a bunch of blue-collar workers who are independent or Democrat-leaning. So I'm not taking lectures from Nancy Mace. Maybe just, you don't have to open your mouth about stuff. I get your politics. You got to go on to weekend shows and trash pro-lifers? Discrediting our entire cause? It's embarrassing. Finally, one last thing. I got to slip this out in order to run it late. But the war on meat's about to pick up, too. Here's that goofball up in New York, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. This guy's a clown. He pretends to be like a moderate Democrat. Guy's a joker. He's like, hey, you want to look like me? Get rid of that meat and protein diet. Here, check this out.
1 in every 5 metric tons of carbon dioxide our city emits comes from food. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products. We already know that a plant-powered diet is better for your physical and mental health, and I am living proof of that. But the reality is that thanks to this new inventory, we're finding out it is better for the planet.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that beans. Folks.
Yeah, he'll be producing, he'll be telling you to eat cockroaches next. These guys are just such clowns. It's better, that's debatable, too. It's better. I'm not taking my dietary advice from Eric Adams. I'm really sorry. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. Sorry we were a couple minutes late today, just a minor technical hiccup. Please subscribe to the show if you would. I would deeply appreciate it. It helps us stay on the charts. It means the world to us. Rumble.com/Bongino. Click that follow button. We really appreciate it. Also, if you go to Apple and Spotify and subscribe there as well, it is absolutely free. No cost to you, but it helps us enormously. Thanks so much for your loyalty to the show. We so deeply appreciate it. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Rumble.com/Bongino live at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Hopefully right on time tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.